What's the easiest choice you can make? Window instead of middle seat? Picking a vendor who sends a great gift basket? Outsourcing business tasks you hate? What about selling with Shopify? Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did-we-just-hit-a-million-orders stage, Shopify's there to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell. Wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/try. Go to shopify.com/try now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/try.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
I got the authority, the Devi authority. This pot is just more to me. The Devi authority going way up. Taking my opponents down, ain't going way up. Waiting is waiting you down. Yeah. It's a bevy of Devi. You can bet I stay ready. I ain't petty, I'm betting. All up on me to defend these. All these titles and shits. From concrete to tulip. Number one seed, this is it. Pedal to metal, it's lit. I swear I got the authority. The Devi authority. This pot is just more to me.
What's up, guys, and welcome into the Devi Authority, coming to you through the airwaves of the media empire that is the Fantasy Authority. I'm Christian Welch, Evil Empire FF on Twitter, and I'm your host for this adventure. This is episode 25, and we're continuing our all-Devi conference series. Today, we're on to the Big 12. So I'm going to build a super flex fantasy team with all the Big 12 all-stars, start 10. So let's go ahead and dive into the quarterbacks. My quarterback one from the Big 12 is going to be Quinn Ewers from Texas, just named the starter. Transfer from Ohio State, should have been a true freshman this year. If you remember, Ewers was the one that classified early, took the big NIL deal that was one of the first ones we ever saw, went to Ohio State, sat the bench for a year, learned from Ryan Day, learned from CJ Stroud, comes back home to Texas. This is a guy that had the perfect 1.000 recruiting number there on 247 Sports, one of only two players, I believe, to ever have that, him and Trevor Lawrence. So this is supposedly a generational quarterback here coming to Texas. I mean, he's got the frame. He's 6'3", 205. No college stats yet. But again, five-star, top recruit, all-time right there with Trevor Lawrence. He can make every throw with touch and accuracy. He excels in and out of structure. He's got nice mobility. And, man, the utilization of multiple arm angles on this guy is just incredible. And throwing on the run, I mean – When the structure's not there, this guy looks like Patrick Mahomes sometimes with some of the stuff he's doing out there. But he can play in the pocket as well. And, man, it's going to be exciting to see what he does at Texas this year with all those weapons actually starting in college for the first time. So really excited to see what he does. But he is without question the headliner of my quarterback unit on this Big 12 team. So my other quarterback is also another transfer into the conference from a smaller school, though. Coming over from UCF, we have Dylan Gabriel, the quarterback at Oklahoma. 6 foot, 200 pounds, so a smaller guy. He was injured in 21. He only had three games played. But in 2020, 60% completion, 3,570 yards, 32 touchdowns, four picks. That's a 156.3 quarterback rating. Ran the ball 24 times for 125 yards and two scores on the ground. But this guy's a highly successful college quarterback. The small frame is going to be what holds him back. But can he ball out enough at OU in a bigger conference to intrigue the NFL? You know, we've seen guys like Russell Wilson, you know, in this class right here. We have Bryce Young in Alabama about that same size. So will the NFL overlook the small frame if he balls out jumping a level up? So we'll see what happens there. The Red River rivalry headlining our quarterback room so far. So on to my running backs, and this is by far the most exciting player on this list, and that's running back Bijan Robinson at Texas. So you've probably heard of him by now. He's one of those players that comes around once every 5 years or so to where there is no question that you were smashing him with your rookie 101 in a dynasty league. Bijan Robinson's 6 foot tall, 215 pounds, so just ideal size for a running back. He literally has every trait. I mean, he's got patience, he's got vision, he's got burst, he's got speed, he's got cunning ability, he's got elusiveness. I mean, he is just the perfect running back if you were to just mold one and create a player mode, whatever. Last year, he carried the ball 195 times for 1,127 yards and 11 rushing touchdowns. Also had 26 grabs for 295 yards and 4 receiving touchdowns through the air. So just an absolute complete player. He could literally not play this season, and we're still smashing him at the 101 next year in Dynasty. So wheels up for Bijan Robinson. Can't wait to see him in the NFL. My second running back is going to be Devin Neal at Kansas. So he was a true freshman last year. 5'11", 210, so good size. He had 158 rushes for 707 yards and 8 rushing touchdowns. Had 7 grabs for 57 yards and a receiving touchdown as well. Hometown kid, so pretty cool story that he stayed home to play for Kansas. But man, great build, natural ability as a runner. I'm excited to see Devin Neal continue to grow there for the Jayhawks. So moving on to my wide receiver unit. So my first receiver, true freshman last year, just absolutely one of the best true freshman seasons we've ever seen. This is Quinn Ewers, wide receiver one, Xavier Worthy down at Texas. 6'1", 160, so a thinner guy. It's a, you know, a light guy there at 160. But 62 grabs last year, 981 yards, and 12 receiving touchdowns as a true freshman. And that's with, you know, kind of a mixed bag at quarterback there with Casey Thompson and Hudson Card last year. With a guy like Ewers, I mean, surely we'll see him go over 1,000 yards this year and just continue to light it up there for the Longhorns. My second receiver, we're going to stay in Texas, but we're going to go over to TCU, and that's Quentin Johnston. So much bigger guy than Xavier Worthy, 6'4", 195, 33 catches for 634 yards and 6 receiving touchdowns last year at TCU. He's a big go-up-and-get-it wide receiver. He's got a great build with impressive athletic traits and just a massive catch radius. So definitely looks like an NFL first-rounder. He's a guy you certainly want on your Devy roster. My third receiver is going to be Marvin Mims at Oklahoma. So we're going back smaller again, 5'11", 175 pounds. Last year, 32 catches, 705 yards, and 5 receiving touchdowns. So you see the huge yards per reception there for Mims, a big play guy. He excels both deep and after the catch. He has great body control, high point ability, just a big play wide receiver across the board. So tight end was kind of tough in this conference. I'm going to go to a guy that has literally no stats in college so far, and I'm going to go to Texas again. 6'4", 255-pound, just freak athlete, Jatavion Sanders. He was a 5-star, number one athlete in the entire country coming out of high school, decided that tight end was where he was going to play in college. So I'm literally just betting on the athleticism, the pedigree, the players surrounding him there at Texas, Steve Sarkisian. This guy's raw, but like I said, the opportunity with great players and that pedigree he has, sign me up for Jatavion Sanders. So on to my flexes. My first flex is going to be one of the most productive college players out there. And he is a small, small guy, man. Deuce Vaughn at Kansas State. So Kansas State's running back is only 5'6", 170 pounds. That's right. Same school, same size, same position as Darren Sproles. So you're going to hear that comparison over and over and over again. And we'll see if Vaughn can carve out an NFL career like Sproles did, but he is every bit of the college player. Last year, he had 235 carries, 1,404 yards rushing, and 18 rushing touchdowns. Also had 49 catches for 468 yards and 4 receiving touchdowns. So lighten up the scoreboard at Kansas State. If you play CFF or C2C, this guy's going in the first round. But what, you know, how's he going to profile to the NFL being that small? I certainly think he's going to get the opportunity to play in the NFL. We'll see what he does with that opportunity. My last flex is going to be Kendre Miller, the running back at TCU that is the beneficiary of Zach Evans' transfer to Ole Miss. So Kendre Miller's been a really productive player for TCU, and now he's the guy there. He's 6 foot, 205 pounds. Last year, he had 83 carries for 623 yards and 7 rushing touchdowns. Also had 12 catches for 117 yards and a receiving touchdown. Like I said, he's taken over that lead role with Zach Evans' transfer to Ole Miss, and he has 7.5 career yards per carry there for TCU. And, I mean, just a dynamic athlete at over 200 pounds. So he's a guy I certainly have on my radar. So a couple honorable mentions, guys that just barely missed the cut. One of them, sadly, is now out for the year to injury. So that's a contributing factor to why he missed the cut. And that's Isaiah Nayor, wide receiver at Texas, that's an incoming transfer from Wyoming. So I'm a Tennessee fan. He had briefly committed to Tennessee as his transfer destination and then left us like 2 days later. So I was a little salty about that, but I certainly didn't want to see Nayor miss the year. I'm obviously excited about that Texas offense, as we've talked about some previous names here. He was going to be that guy opposite Xavier Worthy. And man, Worthy's a small guy. Nayor is 6'3", 210. So he brought that big body element that Texas needed on the outside. So it's a bummer. We're not going to be able to see that until next year. But last year at Wyoming, 44 catches, 878 yards, 12 receiving touchdowns. Also had 12 carries for just 23 yards and a rushing touchdown, though. But a big body wide receiver with excellent college production. And man, I'm looking forward to seeing him healthy for the Longhorns. My other honorable mention is Miles Price, wide receiver at Texas Tech. And it's hard to be a fantasy football podcast and not talk about Texas Tech, the creators of the air raid offense. And now they've brought in Kittley from Western Kentucky, who lit it up with Bailey Zappe and Jarrett Stearns last year. And Miles Price is by far the number one target on this Texas Tech team that's going to be running that same system. He's 5'10", 180 pounds. Last year, he had 38 catches for 523 yards and 2 receiving touchdowns. Also carried it 14 times for 83 yards and a rushing touchdown on the ground. But sign me up to have the number one wide receiver on a Texas Tech offense with Kittley there. I mean, we could be looking at 1,500 yards easy for Miles Price in that offense. So on to the freshman fire. Who's the young guys that we need to get on our Devy rosters in the Big 12? And I'm going to start with Jadon Blue, the running back at Texas. So I've already gushed about Bijan Robinson. Jadon Blue is obviously not going to be an early contributor for us at Texas, but Bijan Robinson's gone, you know, after this season. Jadon Blue should be the guy that steps in to be that feature back for Texas. He's 5'11", 205, four-star player, top 200 national player. And he's really like an Alvin Kamara type player if you watch him on film. I'm not the biggest film guy, but that's what I see when I watch Blue. Just an explosive athlete, good size, looks like he could do everything out there. My next guy on the freshman fire list is going, we're going to wide receiver and we're going over to Oklahoma State. Give me Talon Shetron. So 6'3", 185 pound, four-star, top 20 wide receiver in the country. And he is already starting as a true freshman there at Oklahoma State. So sign me up for the early breakout. 18-year-old breakout age is something that we're still going to be excited about 3 years from now. So it looks like Shetron's lined up for that, has the prospect pedigree as well. And I'm looking forward to see how he contributes as a starter right away. So just to recap my team, my two quarterbacks were Quinn Ewers at Texas, Dylan Gabriel at Oklahoma. My running backs were Bijan Robinson at Texas and Devin Neal at Kansas. My wide receivers were Xavier Worthy at Texas, Quentin Johnston at TCU, and Marvin Mims at Oklahoma. My tight end was Jatavion Sanders at Texas. My flexes were Deuce Vaughn, running back at Kansas State, and Kendre Miller, running back at TCU. My honorable mentions were Isaiah Nayor, wide receiver at Texas, and Miles Price, wide receiver at Texas Tech. And my freshman fire was Jadon Blue at Texas, running back, and Talon Shetron, wide receiver at Oklahoma State. That's all I've got for today. Subscribe to the podcast and the YouTube channel at The Fantasy Authority. Follow us on Twitter at @FF_authority. And follow me on Twitter at @EvilEmpireFF. Catch you guys next time.
I ain't petty, I'm betting all up on me to defend these. All these titles and shits from concrete to lit. Number one seed, this is it. Pedal to metal, it's lit. I swear I got the authority. The Devy Authority. This pot is just more to me. The Devy Authority going way up. Taking my opponents down, ain't going way up. Waiting is waiting you down, yeah.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply. When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.